sangesibe sidla isikhathi. Baba uFandalen. Ngicela siqhube singakhange sidle isikhathi. We did, good morning members, we did receive an apology from the minister. She was here with us yesterday. It is official. We did record her. So it was a forewarned meeting, or rather apology. Sorry. We also this morning did get an apology from the Director General. I did sound her that it was this meeting is priority number one. The Mr. Manya is confirming that the DG is not here. She's in Pretoria. On some other work business. Economic cluster of cabinet. We have also apologies written apologies from Mr. Banga, Mrs. Pilus Miswane, Ms. Paliso, Mr. Kayla, Ms. Nyalungu, and Mr. Kele. yeah, those are the only apologies that we have. We did sound to the department that it is this kind of a meeting, annual report, wherein the department accounts to the parliament about its activities as per both the constitution and also the PMFA. Prescripts. The extent in which these meetings get to be important, you don't just wish them away willy-nilly. An accounting officer at an executive level, granted the DG is new. Yes, Mr. Manya has been here acting. But the fact that you need an accounting officer, the ultimate confirmed director general, and that person is no longer acting anymore, and that person is confirmed, she is employed. You must not have an excuse under no circumstances. To an extent, this is a meeting that is not even supposed to be if any of those two is not here, either the minister or the accounting officer. As I said, granted, Mr. Manya has been acting to an extent, in fact, he shall have been involved in the finalization of this report. As a matter of fact, he takes full responsibility. But the person who is confirmed in the ultimate, it becomes the Director General, new or otherwise. That is an accounting officer going forward. I shall leave this to members to make the call. I saw your hand is sustained.
Thank you, Chairperson. To tell you the honest truth, I'm shocked.
Yes.
This is totally unacceptable. Yesterday, the minister had all her time to tell the world out there that this portfolio is not doing their job. We are ultimately responsible for the laws that was not processed and all the other things. And then she just mentioned it so subtly that she won't be here today. In the first place, she broke an agreement with this committee, because we had an agreement with her that she agreed to that we will see her at least twice a year. One is when we discuss the annual report. I don't count yesterday. The minister did not have, she's welcome to come at any time, but she was actually not supposed to be, she can't take that as coming to the portfolio to discuss the annual report. She actually came to intimidate the committee and to intimidate the Auditor General yesterday, because of the poor performance of her department, coming to tell us that she's doing a good job. Chairperson, for the DG not to be here at the first very important meeting that she needs to come to the portfolio to come and account for the portfolio is unacceptable. I want to go so far as to say that I'm going to walk out, the Democratic Alliance will walk out. I have no disrespect for the people that came here. I want to apologize to you that we're going to do this, because it is unacceptable not to come to Parliament to come and present on your department. The DG is responsible and the Minister, and if they're not here, Chair, I will also make further proposal that both the Minister and the DG will be held accountable for the expenses of the whole department that need to fly and stay and fly back again, because we will call them again and they will come here and not tell us that they can't come somewhere in the morning. It is unacceptable, Chair. We will not sit here. We will not have the meeting. We will reconvene the meeting with both the Minister, the Deputy Minister and the DG, so that they can come and account to this portfolio and they will pay the expenses of all the people that had to be here.
Did I see your hand, Ms. Stoller? Okay, Mr. Van der.
Yes, Mr. Chairperson, I would like to support my colleague and to say this, that yesterday the Auditor General was here. Although it gave us not a clean audit report, but an unqualified audit report with no qualifications, it still raised serious questions about certain issues in the department. Now, at least I thought that we would receive today maybe some explanation as to what was going on there and how they're going to fix those problems. Now, if the accounting officer is not here, how will they fix those problems that were raised in the previous year if we can't question them on them? We would be failing our duty. And it's become a tendency that as soon as a prickly pear issue arrive at the committee, they send other people and they don't come themselves to face the music. And I think this committee shall not be treated with disrespect like they have been now. I mean, there can be nothing more important than a meeting with this committee on the annual report of this department. That is what earns you your salary. I mean, there can be nothing more important than that. Thank you.
Mr. Abram?
Chairperson, it is not pleasant for me to speak. I want to speak purely from the point of view of accountability, and it has nothing to do with party politics. This is a committee of parliament, and this, I guess, is the last opportunity for the department to account to this particular parliament. Next year there will be another parliament. Now, Chairperson, if the key role players do not see that as important, then I don't know what is important in their lives. You see, Chairperson, over the years I have seen something happening. What I have seen is that there has been a gradual decline in respect for the committee and therefore Parliament by extension. And unfortunately, Chair, I'm sorry, I can't come along here and have a sweetheart approach. I mean, I must ask myself, that the salary that I get in the middle of the month, do I deserve it? And I believe everyone else should do the same. We cannot come along here, Chair, make preparations, and the people that must give the answers are not here. And I'm critical of these officials always, but sometimes I have a hell of a lot of sympathy for them, because they are thrown into the deep end, and they must now swim out of this, which is also unfair, Chair. Those, you see, Chair, when you take the trappings, you must be prepared to draw the coach. Yes. If that is distasteful to you, then you shouldn't be there. And unless, Chairperson, we take Parliament seriously, and we take the work of the committees of Parliament seriously, I'm afraid, Chairperson, this decline that I have witnessed in my time here is going to be gradual, and it will lead us right into the abyss. Accountability, Chair, is key. And this department, Chairperson, has not been accountable. It hasn't been upfront with us. And unfortunately, Chair, I must place on record my deepest disappointment, my grossest disappointment, that when it comes to accounting, they are not here. I'll accept, Chair, if somebody falls ill. I'll accept, Chair, if a disaster has struck somebody. But I don't see any such information given here. So what else must we make out of it, Chair? The attitude that I've seen over the years now, Chair, is that, no, what, we just go there, tell the people a whole lot of hogwash, and, you know, they'll praise us, and we go back home, finish. Forget about everything that we promised to do here. Yeah? Nothing would happen. And that kind of attitude, Chair, is going to contribute, it's going to contribute to people losing faith and trust that this Parliament is not getting the sort of accountability that it should. And I'm serious about this, Chair. It's happening for too many times that important dates, important appointments are not kept. And we need to say that very strongly, Chair. Thank you very much.
It's not going to assist us. let me just you see the challenge that we have. I'm already thinking ahead, Mr. Tshatswayo. You see, here, when you have an annual report season, by right, you start off with the department, Mr. Manya. Then you have the entities flowing out of that. With the time constraints that we have, seriously, time constrained, to an extent we even go as far, we have a legislation next week. And on its own, that legislation has got its own timelines that are tight. Now, we're adding salt to the wound. I'm not sure how we prioritize. I'm certainly not sure. Because the Constitution is very clear. It stipulates that the executive accounts to Parliament. And at a very important stage, mention is being made about this being our last encounter in terms of accountability by the executive to Parliament before an election. The next is going to be another committee. Who knows? It's probably going to be new people altogether. It's going to be a mixture of some of us, I don't know. That's the kind of, you know, practical situation that we're confronted with. It's not imagined. And frankly, I must be on record in saying we have been trying our best. I'm now speaking openly. And we are not appreciated. That's a kind of, you know, scenario that we are confronted with, Mr. Cele. The DG has apologized and the minister, of course, she did apologize yesterday in full view of everybody. It has become accustomed that the deputy minister is a given, that he is not available for our committee work. It has become a custom. Members, that is what everybody else, I don't know what the view of other members. Of course, as I said, we are confronted with this practical situation wherein we just cannot go on. It cannot be business as usual. Now, I did, as I said in my introduction earlier on, Mr. Dennis, that we may have to cancel this meeting. Long before Mrs. Dane had made a point. I think the point is that given the circumstances we're confronted with, any contrary view from members? You've got a contrary view, Mr. Abram?
Chair, I have a view. I don't know whether it's contrary. I have a view.
Can we hear a contrary view?
Chairperson, I don't know what contrary means, but I have a view.
Contrary to the effect that we may just have to cancel our meeting for today.
I didn't hear you, Chair.
Cancellation of our meeting today.
Chairperson,
that's what I want us to talk about. I am saying that is a motion that I'm throwing to the meeting.
Chairperson,
I am asking whether is there any contrary view to that.
I have a view which I want to put on the table, Chair.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be contrary, but it's supplementary. I want to suggest, Chair, that the members that are present here interrogate the department on certain issues where the department, the officials can respond, and that a subsequent meeting be held where we interrogate the executive. Because you see, Chair, my appeal is that there are so many things that are happening, and there are many things where the senior officials of the department have to answer for, and that while they are here, that we try and get those answers, which will better equip us when we meet with the executive. It's a view I hold, Chair, and I ask that we consider that view. If the majority of the committee believe no, let it be so, Chair. As a Democrat, I accept it. But I believe, Chair, that they are here. You know, if I take a quick count and I look at the officials that have come here from Pretoria, Chair, air tickets, S&T, totally wasted expenditure. Yes. Now, Chairperson, fine, I agree, the minister must answer. But Chairperson, you see, there are certain things that need to be answered by officials. Because they are the ones that are running the department. And they are the ones that have or have not acted on certain issues that we have taken up here, time and time over again. And we need to have answers to that, Chair. You see, Chair, I look at it this way, that this is an opportunity. We must have the executive here. Agreed. I don't know whether an invite or a meeting notice was sent to the Deputy Minister. I believe he should be sent an invite so that they are here the next time. But you see, Chair, look at your countdown. How many days have we got left? Very little. I agree that you've got to have the executive here, and that's why I complained earlier. But I also say, Chair, that take the benefit of these people being here and ask some of the questions that the department is supposed to answer. For example, Chair, right as we sit here, you have a drought in our country. A massive drought. They say that on the Highveld, if your maize is not in the ground by the 10th of October, it's finished with you. You won't see a crop. And we need to know from the officials what are their contingency measures. There are certain other issues, Chair, where one wants to know whether the assistance that they were supposed to have given in terms of relief for disasters that took place 2 years ago, what has happened to it? So these are important issues, Chair. These are issues, Chair, where the run-of-the-mill department actually has to respond to. There are others too. But all I'm asking, Chair, is that while they are here, let's interrogate them. If the committee feels no, I agree. I'm a Democrat. I fall by the majority. But I have a view, and I put my view on the table. Thank you.
Mr. Quill.
No, thanks, Chairperson. I'm sorry to be late in the meeting. I think, Chairperson, I need to support your view. Because if the DG was here, I think we would have continued the deliberations. But since he's not here as well, I don't think we should. I support you fully.
Mrs. Twala?
Chairperson, you made a ruling that was supported by the majority of us. I think we should continue with that.
Okay, you still want to continue, Mr. Van Dalen?
Yes, I just wanted to say that legally we can actually not have any other meeting unless we have the department first. So that meeting should happen quite fast, where the DG do come. I mean, we will not be responsible for not passing the MLRA. It will be the department that have not, the DG that have not arrived. We can put that at her door, that our work is not finished because of her disrespect for the, and I suggest we don't have a meeting at all now today.
Okay, can I propose going forward? Number one, we do have a quorum to take such a decision, right? Number two,
I can walk out and break the quorum.
In the afternoon today, we are expected to take another discussion. What I want to propose, members, is that members are agreed that we do not continue as of now. In the afternoon of today, we get the DG to be here so that we start our meeting at 2. And then the rest shall flow. It literally gets to be an instruction from the committee. Well, what I'm trying to do is in taking forward the majority of decision here, we are also getting to be proactive in saying, instead of meeting tomorrow, because it's committee week this week, we allow an opportunity for the DG to be here in the afternoon of today, and then we take it from there. And Mr. Abram?
Jay, you see, that places some of us in a difficulty, especially me. I have another committee which meets at 2 this afternoon. Now, is it fair? That's all I'm asking, Chair. You see, you're going to have all sorts of problems now. Just because somebody somewhere decides they can let everybody come here and they don't have to come. That's why, Chair, I don't like this lovey-dovey approach. Thank you. Strangeness of mention.
Are we agreed that we reschedule this meeting for afternoon at 2? With the DG coming here. But we had a program that takes us until 5 in the afternoon of today. In other words, we are expected to be here as per our program that we are agreed upon. So we are agreed. In the absence of anything else, I shall then declare this meeting adjourned until 2 o'clock. Mrs. T?
Sorry, Chair, will we be informed whether the meeting takes place at 2 o'clock, whether the person concerned will be here? Because then we have to make alternative arrangements.
I repeat, it gets to be an instruction of this meeting. That's the word I used.
Sorry, Chair. All I'm asking, you can instruct anybody. If the instruction is not carried out, can we be informed whether the required official will be here at 2 o'clock, yes or no? So that we can program ourselves, Chair. We have a life to lead.
I think that's what Mr. Manya is doing now. Shall we then break for now? And then we shall take your wisdom, Mr. Abram. In other words, by informing members. Let's take it that we shall have to do that as a way of confirmation. Okay? Members, I take it that the meeting, if there is nothing else to say from the side of the department, I take it. And the meeting shall take place at this same venue at 2 o'clock. We were expected to take a discussion in the afternoon on NAHA. In other words, department briefing us on NAHA funds. That's what we were supposed to do in the afternoon of today. Okay. Apologies for the rest of others who had to come for this specific program, only to be confronted with such realities. And we trust that you understand exactly our predicament. Without making it long, Jody, the meeting is adjourned.